PatriotsRelief.com. Then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. PatriotsRelief.com. Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. This is the second half hour of hour number two here on this absolutely terrific Tuesday, February 24, 2026 edition. Again, go back to the website, ironpigsmoke.com. That has all the information about the pavilion that's available. If you guys want to do small organizational events there, if you want to do a family reunion, if you want to do a wedding, they have all kinds of things lined up for this summer. It's going to be a phenomenal venue for us. They can actually get outside in that pavilion up to about 1,000, 1,500 people, no problem for seating. The biggest problem they're going to have is parking. They're working on that. They're talking about repaving and grading and paving some area up there at the site. Also, I know they've been reaching out to some of their neighbors to see what they can do that way as well. So we're excited to be a part of it. Can't wait for the concerts, the venues, the things that are happening. And again, if you would like to rent it out, sign it out for a venue, event, whether it's business, organizational, family reunions, whatever it is, weddings, whatever, they can accommodate. And have some great food, great music, great bar set up actually outside at the pavilion. It's not open right now in the wintertime because of the temperature, but they will have it up and running for this summer. It is going to be great. Cannot wait to see all the things happening over there at the Iron Pig South. Iron Pig Smokehouse, only location, 4029 Old 27 Highway. The old location downtown is now been converted into a completely new dining experience, prohibitioned. Yellow police tape and everything on the old doors. You actually have to use the speakeasy door to get into the place. Fantastic, absolutely cool remodeling job. You got to go and check it out. Well, we're getting ready for the governor's State of the State address tomorrow night. Tonight, President Donald Trump's State of the Union address at 9 p.m. And it's going to be very interesting to see the Democrats' response, the Democrats' boycott. Well, Donald Trump realizing that there's going to be some seats empty in the House chamber. He's invited the men's U.S. hockey team, the gold, absolutely gold medal victors over Canada. He's invited them to come to the State of the Union address. It is going to be so interesting to see that dynamic tonight. So in that vein, looking at MERS news service and what they're projecting, this is going to be interesting because what came out of former Governor John Engler, then Governor Jennifer Granholm, and Rick Snyder. More than 16 years ago, then Governor Jennifer Granholm used her final State of the State address to push lawmakers to send her a budget deal by July 1st. And to prove the pundits wrong, after the Great Recession led to a behind deadline budget making process. Well, during 2025, the legislature also failed to reach a final budget deal by October 1st, the actual start of the new fiscal year. Similar to her predecessor, Governor Gretchen Whitmer last month again called on the divided legislature, a Republican-led House, Democrat-controlled Senate, to present her with a budget by June 30th. Granholm made her ask for a punctual budget back in 2010. She was only able to succeed with the school budget, K through 12. That forced them to then do a split budget. It wasn't one big omnibus budget. It was actually split into two. The legislature didn't wrap up the budget for transportation, healthcare, human services, and other government services until September 29th of 2010, as the state faced a $750 million decline in general fund revenues. Well, today, actually yesterday afternoon, MERS News Service reviewed the final State of the State addresses by Whitmer's most recent predecessors. Governor John Engler gave his final State of the State on January 23rd of 2002. Governor Jennifer Granholm asked during her final speech back on February 3rd of 2010, and then Governor Rick Snyder, he delivered his on January 23rd of 2018. Kind of interesting, the two Republican governors gave theirs both on January 23rd, Engler in 2002, Snyder in 2018. Well, unlike remarks made earlier by the previous governors, the addresses were focused more on legacy building, thanking allies, and less about putting forward actual policy proposals that the legislature could successfully rally behind. Granholm, for example, discussed efforts across her career as governor to diversify Michigan's economy beyond its former Rust Belt roots, highlighting solar shingles that were being produced by Dow Chemical Company in Saginaw, and life science startups that were created in Kalamazoo. But a major emotional point of her speech was thanking her family for sharing in the weight and the pain of what she carried home while governing during the Great Recession. Looking directly at her husband, First Gentleman Dan Mulhern, Granholm says, "I love you, babe," calling him a strong and resilient and passionate as our Michigan has been in these wild and difficult years, end quote, said Granholm. In addition to a punctual budget, Granholm called for restoring and remodeling the Michigan Promise Scholarship. That program was cut in 2009 as the state tried to adapting to a $1.7 billion spending deficit at the end of the Great Recession. Instead of awarding students up to $4,000 for the first 2 years at community college, public university, or a qualified training center program, Granholm wanted to offer it again as a tax credit program. Any type of proposed restoration of the Michigan Promise did not get done in 2010, her last legislative year as governor. However, Granholm did find success at the end of the 2010 year after making commitments evolving high technology economy for the state of Michigan. In December, she signed 9 bills allowing taxpayers to claim an income tax credit. One of them, the Angel Tax Credit, was worth 25% for an eligible small business investment with at least $20,000 and was certified by the newly created Michigan Strategic Fund. I did not realize that was created during Granholm. Also, Granholm wanted to do her final State of the State address. Granholm secured funding to promote tourism in Michigan with the fiscal year 2011 budget containing $5.4 million for the Pure Michigan campaign. You guys remember that started with Tim Allen being the narrator of those commercials where money was spent in other states telling people to come and experience the Pure Michigan experience. Finally, December 15th, 2010, she approved transferring $10 million into the campaign for the 21st Century Jobs Fund, which was actually used through fiscal year 2019 by then Governor Rick Snyder. Michigan Strategic Fund promoted tourism, entrepreneurship, and community revitalization projects. Then Governor Rick Snyder took over. As for his final months of his tenure as governor, which were the last moments of a Republican trifecta in state government, consisted of a lot of bill signings. During 2018, his administration signed 688 bills, more than 596 public acts, comparing to Whitmer's signing during her Democratic trifecta. It was far more historically low, as last year Whitmer only signed 74 public acts. During Snyder's final State of the State address, he tried celebrating the Michigan comeback story. Despite his favorability ratings at the time were only at 35.8%. Snyder touted 540,000 new private sector jobs during his governorship. He also talked about vocational villages in state prisons and also honed in on other issues of achievements during his governorship. However, Flint water crisis took most of the oxygen out of his speech. We'll wrap this story up. Final segment of hour number two. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY or call 800-654-9659.
Gun owners in northern Michigan don't have to go far to get their firearm problem solved. Curtis Gunsmithing handles all gun work, adjustments, bluing, rebarreling, cleaning, and even FFL transfers. Need a stock refinished or some custom work done? How about a trigger job? That's right. Let the gun doctor, Tom Curtis of Curtis Gunsmithing, take care of old Betsy. She'll be in good hands. Call 231-347-3487. That's 347-3487. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens in Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
This is Kevin Kievsky, and I'm running for the Republican nomination for Michigan Attorney General. I've defeated the current Attorney General by actually representing the 2020 Trump alternate electors. It's time to end the lawfare here in our great state, and no more ever using the law as a weapon against patriots. Delegates, back me at the March Endorsement Convention to reclaim justice and to make Michigan red again. Paid for by Kevin Kievsky for Michigan, kevin4mi.com.
Come see the Harbor Springs Outdoors Club Gun Show, Friday, March 13th from 3 to 7 p.m. and Saturday, March 14th from 9 to 5 p.m. Plenty of vendors and lunch will be available. This Don't Miss Gun Show will be at the VFW Post 2051 located at 599 West Conway Road in Harbor Springs. Tickets are $8 at the door. Children are free. For more information, call Tim at 231-838-8054. See you there.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. You just heard that commercial for an upcoming event. It's going to be 2 weeks from this Friday and Saturday. March 13th, Friday, the 13th of March, and Saturday, March 14th. Harbor Springs Outdoors Club Gun Show. $8 at the door for adults. The kids 12 and under are free. They will have food available there if you'd like to purchase it, but a ton of vendors. They are going to be buying, selling, and trading firearms. They're also going to have a large amount of ammunition available. So if you guys would like to get there early on Friday, the doors open at 3 o'clock Friday, March 13th, and goes until 7. And then Saturday, March 14th, 9 to 5. This is being sponsored by the Harbor Springs Outdoors Club. Tim's a great guy. He got his phone number there in the commercial. If you have any questions, give him a call. But bring any firearms that you're thinking about trading. You'd like to trade for something else, old shotgun maybe, that you'd like to trade for a 22. Well, definitely, this would be the event to go to here 2 weeks from this Friday and Saturday. Friday, March 13th, and Saturday, March 14th. Now, wrapping up these state of the state addresses, going all the way back to John Engler, his final third term as governor. 1992 cap on his first two terms all of a sudden kicked in. His speech was patriotic, taking place about 5 months following the 9/11-2001 attack. The House chamber erupted in USA, USA chants as he thanked then-President George W. Bush for the response to 9/11, Engler wished then State Senator Gary Peters Godspeed as he had been called up by the U.S. Naval Reserve. Engler highlighted the legislature's anti-terrorism bill package that he signed in late March of that year and modifying Michigan's Penal Code and the Emergency Management Act to directly address any terrorism acts here in the state of Michigan. Significant policies that were asked for as Engler continued to push for statewide high-speed internet, authorizing the state to own and operate parts of the fiber optic network, as well as taxing the telecommunications and cable companies 5 cents per linear foot for every fiber optic high-speed internet. Also, a proposed assessment failed to make it out of Lansing, but Engler in March of that year did sign legislation creating statewide right-of-way authorities for high-speed internet connection companies. Low interest rate loans, also dollar-for-dollar tax credits for new broadband infrastructure builders. I did not realize it was under Governor Engler during his last year of being in office. Well, the most memorable moment of John Engler's speech was when the typically even-keeled governor got choked up, reflecting on his 30-some years in state government service. I believe with all my heart that public service is a noble calling. We should all be proud of what we do. Both sides of the aisle stood and gave him a long standing ovation for that comment. So, what will we see tomorrow night? Governor Gretchen Whitmer's final State of the State address, 7 p.m. on Wednesday. Going to be interesting. Will there be any major newsworthy comments made by the governor? Will she get any standing ovations from both sides of the aisle? We'll have to wait and see. But it is finally happening. After President Trump gives the State of the Union address in Washington, D.C. tonight at 9 p.m., it'll be interesting to see how the governor tries to perhaps upstage the president. Kind of interesting. So going to be, again, tonight, President Trump at 9 o'clock. That is going to be carried, I believe, on all the major networks. I know even CNN, also NPR. What was the other one I saw? All the major networks. I'm sure Fox News will be carrying it. Newsmax, I think, is carrying it, as well as the YouTube channel. The various sources, you can do a search on YouTube if you're doing it on a computer or your phone. If you're not able to watch a broadcast network on TV, it will be all over the internet. So again, 9 p.m. tonight, President Trump. 7 p.m. tomorrow night, Governor Gretchen Whitmer. Final hour of today's show. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Hi, my name is Monica Yatuma. I've spent my career in the private sector, fixing broken systems and delivering real results. When there was waste, I cut it. When there was failure, I demanded accountability. And when problems got tough, I didn't back down. Now I'm running for Secretary of State to bring integrity, efficiency, and common sense back to Michigan government and to protect the trust in our elections that voters deserve. I'm experienced and I know how to get things